It's Seeds of Success Day. We're looking at dairy farmers, and I'm sitting across from Thomas Judd. Thomas, I guess, how did you and your family get started in the dairy business?
Yes. So, established in 1946, my great-grandfather, Fred, and his son, Ron Judd, started with just a handful of Jersey cows, and they came up with the name and they started Meadowlynn Farms as the name about 80 years ago now. And my father, Fred, took over from my grandfather, Ron. And my parents, Fred and Sharon, ran it for 30 years. And now my wife and I, now at least I'm responsible for the dairy side under Meadowlynn Farms for probably the past 10, and on the genetic side, I've been responsible for probably more than 15 years now.
You mentioned genetics there. What is genetics?
So just like in dog breeds, there's purebred. And so we have purebred Jersey cows on our farm. And you can look at, there's places called that are bull studs that have bulls that have certain characteristics, just like you'd have long noses or short fur in dog breeds. You have wide muzzles or lots of milk in other bulls, and so we get information on those bulls, and I get to select kind of out of a spreadsheet of sorts what match is going to be best for each individual cow.
So you probably got like a lineage of certain cows on your farm then.
Yes, it's great. And actually there's a online database that you can search some of those animals. And so we can trace some of our animals back to the 1960s.
Okay, so how different is dairy farming than what people are picturing? Because like when I hear it, I'm sure other people too, they picture a guy walking down the middle of a hallway, cows on each side, holding a big metal bucket, pulling up a stool beside a cow, and then milking that cow. How much more different is it than what I'm picturing here?
Matt, it has changed. We are now just in the past year, a little over a year now, switched to an automated milking system. So that means the cows have a collar that have a transponder in them that talks to a robot milking machine. And so they can walk in and get milked whenever they want. Now, we can only milk one cow at a time. They can get milked at any time of day. Day or night, they walk in and get milked. And if the robot says, okay, you've had enough hours, or I think you're going to have enough milk, it dispenses a treat. It keeps the cow there and happy, and she milks and is sent on her way back out so that she can go back to eating or lying down or drinking water or whatever. And the next cow has a chance to come in.
And that device, it can help with the cow's health too, eh?
In that transponder on their collar, it also measures how much they're chewing their cud or ruminating. And so if they have a stomach ache, quote unquote, it lets me know that their rumination minutes are down per day. So they're not chewing their cud. You may have seen a cow rotating their jaw and re-chewing their food, basically. And so the amount of time they're doing that per day is largely consistent. And we have a computer spreadsheet for each cow that graphs that. And so we can tell if it nosedives, I'm very worried about that cow, and I can go take a look at her and put eyes on her and see what's going on.
Thank you so much for stopping by.